All right, guys. Hey, this is Eric Jensen, End Zone Podcast. You're going to hear the regular start to the show in just a minute. We recorded a look at all the AFC playoff teams, but I wanted to talk really quickly just about some of the news that has gone down today in the NFL. Not any coach stuff, unfortunately. Go check out the Peers of Mind podcast. I did a whole segment there about what I thought about all the coaching hirings and firings and comings and goings. The one we didn't talk about, Jim Bob Cooter, fired in Detroit. Probably a smart move. Detroit's offense kind of devolved late in the season. They weren't able to really stay to what they wanted because of injuries. So, not surprised that Cooter's out in Detroit. But he formed a pretty good name for himself. I would not be surprised to see him get a head coach interview at some point here, and I definitely think he'll be an OC elsewhere next year. But yes, that is all we got on the coaching front. Again, check out the Peers of Mind pod, and you can hear more about Black Monday reactions there. But the thing I wanted to talk about today was, man, the Steelers are a tire fire. Comes out this morning that Antonio Brown is requesting a trade from the Steelers, according to multiple people. George Kittle was then had a tweet saying, with some sort of emoji, saying more or less, "We'd love to have you here in San Francisco." So maybe the Niners as a location, but it's just unbelievable to me how fast the Steelers have crumbled over the past few weeks here. They've always been a drama-filled organization, but it's kind of boiled over the top now, and I think they will be without their best players in 2019. I think Antonio Brown will be traded, and I think you have to imagine that they'll get a king's ransom for him, as he still is the best wide receiver in the league, in my opinion, and he draws the attention of the best wide receiver in the league. He and Ben Roethlisberger, apparently their relationship deteriorated through the end of the season. Ben's another guy to keep your eye on. I could see Ben walking into the sunset this offseason. He's threatened it before, and if Antonio Brown leaves and he's without Bell, he might look at it at this roster and kind of say, "Hey, it's time for me to move on as well," which I think might kind of prompt some mass changes in Pittsburgh, perhaps even a late Mike Tomlin firing if Ben were ever to walk away. But I doubt that would happen. Even if Ben walked away, I think Tomlin would have another year to try to get a new quarterback in place. Just keep an eye on Ben. I think that there is a real shot that he retires this offseason. It may not be right now. It may be after the Super Bowl. You just never know. Keep an eye out on that. I definitely think Antonio Brown will be traded. I don't think it'll be within division. I thought about maybe the Browns, but I doubt that it'd happen. Keep an eye on the Jets. I just got a gut feeling that they have not a ton of draft capital to give up, but they have a ton of room. They could take on a contract. They could pay AB big if they wanted to, if he got there and he demanded an extension. And maybe we see Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown reunited on the New York Jets. Who knows about that? Anyways, keep an eye on the Antonio Brown situation. It's really interesting. A lot of his teammates have come out. Vince Williams had a tweet about rats and how he didn't like them. It's getting very petty on Twitter. Let's just say that. Everyone likes to say the NBA is this petty league. Well, I guess the NFL can do it too. And kind of an old man yelling at cloud take, I guess. But I don't like it. I think you should keep your in-house stuff in-house. And I think that Brown, yes, he might be a hard worker, but I don't think the way he's doing this is the way a professional athlete should go about doing this. I think he should have kept it internal, not all these subtweets over the years saying, you know, trade me, sending out cryptic tweets like stay professional. In any other job, you'd be asked to stay professional if you wanted to move on. So stay professional here. I think he's burned a lot of bridges in Pittsburgh, and I would not expect to see him on the team next year. Anyways, guys, enjoy this episode with Pierce previewing the AFC playoff teams. Peace out. Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen, and oh boy, he had been complaining, honestly, about this for a little while now that he hadn't been getting invites recently. So I had to let him on. My man Pierce is here to talk with me today about AFC playoff teams. You'll be hearing this. We're recording this the 28th of December. You'll be hearing this next week, though, the first week of January, as we get set for wild card weekend. Go check out the NFC one as well, which will drop first. Go check that out. But anyways, we are going to start here with, how are you, Pierce? You said to me that you were out till 4 in the morning. I said insomnia is bad because I at points can't sleep until 4 in the morning. And you responded quite rudely. You said, I have a life. And so was Pierce out partying at the bars last night?
No, I was at home. Away? I was at home, but I was entertaining friends here. And yeah.
Wow, thanks for the invite.
Yeah. We'll see. Well, after the rude introduction, I'm now a beggar to be on the show, and I'm good. I just rolled out of bed, though, so I'm good, though. I was still on time, but you weren't, if we're slinging mud today. One of us was still on time today.
Slinging mud is all that Matthew Pierce knows how to do,
and he does it well. What are you talking about? I'm the friendliest person you've ever had on this podcast.
Maybe. Look, see, I got a flashlight for Christmas. I just want to try that out to our audio listeners. That was a completely useless gesture.
Now you're just making fun of people who didn't get anything for Christmas. That hurts my feelings.
Well, I hope that you got something for Christmas.
I didn't. Now I'm hurt.
But you did? Okay.
No, I don't do Christmas presents. I hate them. They make me feel weird.
Oh. Well, I was actually going to get you something.
Well, let's be glad you didn't.
Come by the time we get back to, and I might already have it, so.
Are we taking a class together, by the way?
I think so.
Are you taking 2200?
Is that television production?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Merkel?
Probably. There was only one class, so I don't think there was a lot of options.
You know, it'll be a fun time. I'm ready to start the new semester. You're looking at the new assignment editor for the SLCC Globe, too.
That's awesome.
So shout out to that.
Shout out to you. That's right down your – you like the whole writing stuff. I hate it more than anything, which is actually stopping
– I haven't been doing a lot of writing recently. I wrote a piece about how the Broncos are the new Browns, which I stand by. I may have over-exaggerated a bit, but – I think that we are just as, like, I feel like I've gone through the suffering you've gone through now.
You have no clue. You've been through it for a couple of years. It was two decades, basically, before we got Baker Magic. So, I say you have a while to go yet. I will agree that the Broncos are inept, and you need to fire your GM. But there's too much love for Elway in Denver for that to happen right now. But I think another year of this crap, and he will be gone.
Well, I hope you might be right. Anyways, let's jump into AFC playoff teams.
Okay.
Start with the Kansas City Chiefs. They're 11-4, and my man, what do you think the best thing about this good Chiefs team is?
Patrick Mahomes. I mean, this kid, I owe a bunch of apologies, because I think I said several times on your podcast, on my podcast, that I thought he would be average at best. I didn't think it was smart for them to move away from Alex Smith, and he's proven me wrong. This guy is going to be fun to watch for the next 5 to 10 years. He's definitely the key to their success, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would say I kind of have the same take. Maybe not average is, I don't think I ever said average, but I certainly didn't think he'd be this good.
Yeah.
You know, taking over the league the way he has, in my mind, no doubt MVP. He has a shot against a bad Raiders team this week to break the all-time passing touchdown record if somehow he was able to beat the all-time game record. But all he'd have to do is throw eight touchdowns. And I don't know, throwing eight touchdowns against the Raiders in week 17 is possible. It's plausible. And I'm hoping that it happens because that'd be a great, great kind of story for the day. But yeah, the Chiefs, obviously, their strength is their offense. They, even after losing Kareem Hunt, Damian Williams has stepped up. They just signed him to a 2-year extension. Williams has looked absolutely excellent as a running back. In the backfield, hopefully they get Spencer Ware back for the playoff run as well. And they don't have a lack of weapons on offense. Their defense, I would say, though, is their biggest weakness, is specifically their cornerbacks who haven't played well this year. Hopefully they get Eric Berry back for the playoffs, but I'm going to say that the secondary is probably their weakness. I want to ask you, what do you think the X factor for the Kansas City Chiefs is?
Honestly, I think the X factor is going to be that running game. And if, getting Ware back and if Williams could continue to produce, because losing Kareem Hunt had to go. It was totally the right call. But he definitely left a lot of question marks in that position. So I think for me, that's the X factor in the sense that we really don't know what we're going to get out of that. And if I still think like, they need to continue to get production because I don't think Mahomes can do it on his own. Especially being a young quarterback, if they get to the point where they're loading up that box and coming after him constantly, that could be bad for them at any point in these playoffs. I mean, there's a lot of good defensive teams going to be in this playoff. So to me, it's the running game in general.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the expectations for this team. And I'm going to throw out a take. I don't think this is Kansas City's year. I think for as good as Patrick Mahomes has looked this year, the last few weeks he slowed down just a little bit. And you wouldn't notice that by his numbers, but he has missed some throws the last few weeks. I think that the AFC is just about as wide open as it possibly gets. It would not shock me at all if they did a lot better than I think they'll do, but I think Andy Reid struggles in the playoffs. I think this team's probably out the first game they play. That's my prediction. I know it's a little bit crazy, but I just don't know if they have what it takes to win in the playoffs quite yet, since Patrick Mahomes is just this young guy. It's kind of the Rams scenario last year. I said last year on the podcast going into that Rams Falcons game that I thought people were being a little bit naive to count out the Falcons. I do think playoff experience is huge, and I think Patrick Mahomes, of course, lacks it, and I would be really surprised if this. I would not, well, that's a lie. I would not be surprised if this team made the Super Bowl, but I would not be surprised either if they got knocked out the first game they played, and I think that's the way it's going to go down.
Yeah, I think the expectations for this team is Super Bowl, but I think everything you just said, I have to agree with. And experience, and just they've kind of feel like they've let up. And losing Kareem Hunt was a big deal for this offense. And not knowing if you're going to have a guy like Eric Berry back there. So I think the expectation across the league is that this should be the AFC team in the Super Bowl. It's just such a coin flip at this point with the AFC being so wide open.
Continuing to a wild card team, but a team that has better records than all other division leaders right now, the Los Angeles Chargers, Mia Moore, the team that I have been so hyping up
For 3 years.
for so long, and they have finally come through. I think their greatest strength is everything. I think they do everything extremely well. I think that the weakness for me would have to be their linebacking core, which hasn't been great at stopping the run in the past few weeks. I want to know what you think of the Chargers, but I'm just gonna say this. I expect this team to be in the AFC Conference Championship game, and I think this is Philip Rivers' year to go to the Super Bowl. I think this is it. I am all in on the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah, I again, I feel like I hate that this particular year that we've been kind of going back and forth for the whole season, podcasting and chatting with one another. I've got to apologize again to another team. I don't know if this when you hype a team, I just have to assume that they're gonna suck because I want you to fail sometimes.
I know my stuff sometimes.
But sometimes you do hit it on the head, and this Chargers team, and it's funny because it wasn't even until the last couple of weeks. I will tell you that at one point the Chargers were like 8-2, and I had to like go, wait, what? I didn't realize it was quiet. You know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't big headlines,
Yeah, they
wasn't
did it.
fancy,
Just grinding away.
just grinding away. They did it quietly. I will say the special teams could use some work for the Chargers. If I think that's probably the one area they could use some work,
I disagree. They found a kicker down the stretch. Michael Badgley, I don't believe he's missed a kick
he's been
since
okay.
Pittsburgh game.
But still, just like their kick return and their pro. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm not. That's not. This isn't me going like, this is the fatal flaw of this team. But if we have to like pick a place where a team could improve right now, it's going to be in special teams. Over
Well, the
offensive,
Chargers are also forever cursed at the kicker position, so.
offensively and defensively, this
Nothing.
team is phenomenal, and they are going to be tough to get out. And because they grind, that's just what they do. They get in there, they grind, they keep their head down. They're not flamboyant by any means. Yeah, I'm actually excited to see what they do.
So, who do you think, what do you think where do you think they end up come the end of this wild next few weeks?
If it goes, see, I think they could make the AFC title game. Looking at how what I'm looking at here on NFL.com, just the who's here. Yeah, I think they could because I think they'd play the Patriots, right? If they win their wild card game, they'd be the team that played the Patriots, right? I think, yes.
Well, they have a shot to still win the division. If they can, I believe if they win.
Sure, but I'm going by how it is right now.
Okay,
I
right.
don't want to look
Yeah.
because
But I think,
that could get mucked up if we go that route.
oh, I think they could play,
I
they
think,
could play the Patriots.
and I think they could beat the Patriots. I think they would probably whip the Patriots, actually.
All right, so let's talk about the Patriots. That makes me nervous because I think the one team that can beat Los Angeles is the Patriots.
Really? Because I don't think the Patriots have a very good defense. I think their wide receiving core is weak. Gronk
I
is
think.
not Gronk. He's lost a step. And honestly, like I this like looking at this year, I would almost be arguing to figure out. I don't like seeding could like changing how seeding works. This could be a good argument for that because I think the Chargers could legitimately be the number two seed and get the what? Well, you know, why can't two teams get up in the same division get a bye week? Like, I think the Patriots are in a average at best division. It's up and coming. It's got some talent, but overall, like they're just the king of an average division. And thankfully, that's why their record's so good because I don't have a lot of love for the Patriots this year, man.
You're not wrong on anything you said about the Patriots, but wide receiving core is depleted, but linebackers are slow, and they've had some trouble getting to the passer. However, Stephen A. Smith, however, you can't forget that these guys have Brady and Belichick.
I'm not, but Brady's
And
another year older.
oh,
And
I know,
here's the
I
thing, there's
know.
contention in that locker room that we haven't seen before.
I know, but right when you think, how many times have we seen this before, Pierce, where people count the Patriots out and then they prove everyone wrong?
It's definitely Brady's specialty.
This is
the perfect setup for like the last Cowboy run to the Super Bowl somehow for Brady, and he walks into the sunset. I am so convinced that this Patriots team is going to be so much better in the playoffs, because truly to this team, the regular season doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is December. January. And I think that, I don't know. I think that the strength of this team is the fact that they have the greatest coach of all time, and the fact that if they win one game in Foxborough against the Chargers, the rest of the AFC looks pretty weak. And they look like they are legitimately the most experienced playoff team in the entire AFC, no matter what happens Sunday. Like, you could argue the Steelers, but I don't know even if the Steelers are going to get in. I am rooting very hard for the Bengals because I don't want to see the Steelers in. I'm tired of watching the Steelers lose in the playoffs. I don't know, man. I just think I would expect New England, as much, and this totally contradicts what I said about the Chargers, because I honestly forgot that they played the Patriots in the wild card round. I think the Patriots or the Chargers are going to be the team out of the AFC. I am so extremely confident that the team, whoever comes out of that matchup, is going to be the rep for the AFC in the Super Bowl, I think. And I think that the Patriots could do it, but I also wouldn't be shocked if they lost the Chargers on wildcard weekend. I don't know, man. This Patriots team is a hard read, but I don't want to count them out because I know I'll be 1,000 times wrong if I count them out.
Yeah, and with the Chargers, it's tough too, because Phillip Rivers has yet to prove that he can make it happen through the whole playoff.
Yeah, and yeah, he hasn't really had a ton of playoff experience.
And it's not like this is the first year they've had a good squad or that they've had a good record. Their follow through in the playoffs is, you know, not strong in my opinion.
Right. You look at the Houston Texans. What do you think the greatest strength for them is?
Deshaun Watson. I mean, that kid is phenomenal. But I don't have a lot of confidence in the rest of this team. And not that I don't, and the thing is, it's not that I don't think they're good. It's not that I don't think they have good weapons on defense. I just don't think they're consistent enough to make it past the first round of the playoffs. I don't think they are consistent on either side of the ball. I mean, except for Deshaun Watson, who just has fantasy. I'm so glad he's on my fantasy team because he throws up huge numbers. But outside of that, it's okay. Highs and lows. Like, this team has weeks where they're like, wow, phenomenal, and then they show up like they just don't give a shit other weeks, and I don't understand it, and I don't know. I don't feel like it's the coaching. I don't think it's O'Brien, but it has to be something, because they're not a consistent football team. And yeah, they had that run of what, like 8 or 9 straight wins, and that was awesome, but I think they're kind of falling back to where they started at the beginning of the year.
I would say that their greatest strength is the pass rush. J.J. Watt has turned it on. People like have somehow overlooked J.J. Watt this year. He has 14.5 sacks. He's a third leading sack getter in the entire league. It's pretty insane. I can't believe that he's not in the conversation for defensive player of the year, to be honest with you. But I think you're right. This team's so wildly inconsistent, and they've won, but they've also had a relatively easy schedule, and they haven't done a ton against, you know, great teams this year. If you look at their schedule, which I want to pull up, because I don't think they've had a really easy schedule down the stretch here. As I pull up the Texans schedule really quick. So, I mean, you look at their schedule this year, they don't have a ton of impressive wins, to be honest with you. They got beat by the Patriots in week 1. They've been beaten by the Titans. I'd say probably their best win is maybe against the Cowboys, but that came in overtime. They played the AFC East this year and the NFC East, so they were blessed with a really easy schedule. But, I mean, this team lost to the Eagles last week, and I'm not sure if they're going to beat the Jaguars this week, to be honest with you. I would agree. I don't expect this team to go much further than the divisional round at most.
Does Bill O'Brien keep his job?
I don't know who you would get who's better unless Tomlin gets fired. That was – I don't know if you listened to the coaching podcast, but I'm pretty adamant on my position that if you have a coach that has done anything at all, you should probably keep them. And I feel like firing guys like Tomlin and Marone and Rivera and these names who have done good things – is usually a mistake. I think Bill O'Brien, I don't know who you're going to get who's more talented than him. So, I mean, there's certainly a chance that if they got knocked out the wild card week, I would look maybe at O'Brien losing his job. But I think that they did well enough this year that they would wait it out at least another year.
Yeah. No, I agree. I just wonder what you thought on that.
All right. So...
are we going to talk about Indy or the team from Maryland?
Here's where we get wild. So we got about four teams to touch on now that aren't quite set up in playoff position. And I want to go at them from worst to best as far as who you don't want to see in the playoffs. I do not want to see Tennessee in the playoffs. What about you?
No, I don't think I do either, especially when they had with Mariota not being at full strength. I think it wouldn't be fun. I'd rather see the Colts win. I see that game got moved to Sunday night too. Final game got flexed to Sunday night.
Yeah, I really do hope that the Colts end up winning that game. I think if the Titans get in, they're an interesting team that I could see maybe upsetting someone in the wild card round. But I don't see them going super far. But Colts, on the other hand, I think people forget how good Andrew Luck was in the playoffs before this last injury. He really, the only team he couldn't beat was the Patriots. I think if the Colts somehow get in, they are going to be the AFC in the AFC Conference Championship game. I really, really do. I think the defense is good enough, and I think the offense, though they don't have a ton of weapons, Andrew Luck and Frank Reich have been good enough that I think they can beat either Baltimore or Houston or Kansas City on their way to the playoffs. And I'd love to see another Kansas City Indy rematch in the divisional round. That was one of the best playoff games I've ever watched.
I would argue that this year is kind of weird. Not weird. It's actually kind of nice because I think a lot of teams throughout the whole NFL, you're not seeing a lot of like the better teams aren't really the teams with the best superstars. It's honestly teams that maybe have guys a lot of us haven't heard of, but they're utilizing their talents way better and they're scheming for that talent and not so much going, bringing guys in and going, okay, this is our system. They're really doing what you should do, and that's building systems around their talent. And I don't know if that's a change we're seeing throughout the NFL as a whole, but it seems to be that those are the teams that have been the most successful this year.
And which I would agree with that. I think that Indy has a guy that you can build around. I think everyone should know the name Andrew Luck at this point.
Oh, sure.
I believe he's a top five NFL quarterback, and I believe that he's a future Hall of Famer.
But I would say all these teams have elite quarterbacks. I guess where my conversation was going was more outside of the quarterback, the wide receivers, tight ends, guys that aren't like huge names across the league. And sure, like some people know them, but overall, I just think it's offensive coordinators going out and utilizing what they have way better than they have in the past. Instead of going out and going, hey, I need a $40 million wide receiver. They're taking these younger guys, less known, and just really working the system around them.
Absolutely. All right. So what do you kind of expect the Colts to do if they get into the playoffs?
Well, the Colt, that thing is, you're not wrong. They could make a run at the end. Like, looking at it now, they could make a run. My only question with them is, and it's really, it's just, can they keep their head on straight? I think they're one of the top 10 most penalized teams in the league right now.
Really?
If,
ooh, that's fascinating.
If they could keep their head on straight and keep the penalties down, they could make a run. But as we all know, penalties can really kick you in the balls in this league. So I'm not a fancy talker like Eric. and so, like, shooting yourself in the foot, as I've seen for the last 16 weeks, can really kill you. So I think if they keep their head on right, they could make a deep run. But here's the thing. I'm okay if they don't, because I think this team is set up to be very competitive as long as Luck can keep himself healthy, you know, moving forward for the long run. This is going to be a team we're talking about for the next 5 years is as a potential AFC champion.
All right. Here's a take I think you're going to like. The team from Baltimore. The Ravens, Ravens, if you like to save a real name.
It's your show, sir. It's your
they show. Are a team that is so deeply interesting to me, because while I don't think they have any shot at making it to a Super Bowl with the style that they play, on paper, if you think about it, Pierce, isn't the way that every football head in America tells you to win in the playoffs, run the ball and play great defense?
Yeah.
Because if you can run the ball and play great defense, this team should be able to make the Super Bowl easily, because this team runs the ball and plays great defense better than anyone.
And here's where I'm going to disagree with you. Everything you just said was 100% right. I, as a Cleveland Browns fan, am not looking forward to Sunday's game. I think it is going to be a battle. I think we have our hands full. I don't
I'm
know.
I'm so excited to watch that game, by the way.
I don't know that we're going to win that game. I want to. I want to finish above 500, but we're not talking about non-playoff teams. We're talking about the team from Maryland, who is a playoff team as of today. And here's their problem. If they get in, if they pull off the win, I think Lamar Jackson is a awesome young talent. I do not think Lamar Jackson is a great young quarterback. I think that at some point he's going to be – one of these teams is going to force him to throw the ball. They're going to figure out how to lock his run down, and that is going to shut this team down.
He hasn't thrown the ball poorly, though.
He hasn't had to, though.
He hasn't gotten a chance to throw it.
He hasn't had to. And when he has thrown it, listen, I will readily admit on this podcast, like I have before, that I don't watch as much tape as you, that I probably don't pay as close attention to a lot of teams outside the AFC North as you.
You have a good point, though. I think even when he throws the ball, he
doesn't look great throwing the ball, in my opinion.
Yeah, he doesn't look great throwing the ball, but I think that they're so good at running the ball. And I don't know, point to a dominant run-stopping defense in the AFC right now.
Okay. That's the other thing. Sure, but let's go like this. Let's go, okay, you said it right. You can't ever count guys like Belichick out. Let's say they get that far, right? You don't think Belichick's going to have a plan?
The Ravens historically always beat New England in New England.
Historically, they've had better quarterbacks.
Joe Flacco. I would argue that if there is not a huge step down between Joe Flacco
today, and you're right. But you're telling me, like, in the team from Maryland Super Bowl runs, Flacco wasn't better than Jackson? Because I've never been a huge Joe Flacco guy. I don't love him, but I'm not gonna sit and disrespect him and say that when he was at his best, he wasn't better than Jackson. Has potential. He should not have been, like, they started him because out of desperation. And it worked. And what they're doing right now works. And their defense is sick. This team's defense, everybody in the playoffs should be afraid to play this team's defense. That's just how it is.
That's where we differ too. I don't think the Ravens defense is as good as people say it is. I trust the Bears defense so much more than
we're not talking the NFC though. We're talking the AFC. We're two different playoff situations.
I trust the Chargers defense more than I trust the Ravens.
I have to disagree with you, sir. And I totally think the Chargers. Here's the thing. Here's what I'll give you. I think those are the two best defenses in the AFC playoffs.
What does Baltimore's defense do the best?
It's their ruthless aggression.
Okay.
Is they almost, like, not only, like, they tackle well, but they come after you, and when they hit you, you know it. And I think that that is a lot. I think that actually people don't give that enough respect, is, like, how you take someone down gets in their head. This team is a beast on defense, and I hate saying that, hurts my soul to give this team any credit. You should know that.
This, I know,
is not easy for me, but I do respect my opponent. And listen, I want the, my hope is I don't want to see them in the playoffs, and I would much rather see Steelers, because here's the thing, deep in my soul, there is no team in this league I hate more than the team from Maryland. Mm-hmm. If their plane was on fire, I wouldn't call 911. I would let them all burn. I hate them. And when you wear that jersey, right, I in turn hate you. So
I don't endorse anything that Pierce says about the Ravens. I would save your lives, Baltimore Ravens, if you're listening to
this. I would throw gas on the flames.
Wow. All right. That is some petty stuff. Petty stuff, the city of Baltimore.
They stole my team. They stole my team. Don't you get it?
I know. Whatever. They stole the team.
Wait till someone comes and takes the Broncos. Well, I don't think you're a good enough Broncos fan to care, so.
You know, I'd honestly be put out of my misery if someone took the Broncos
away from
me.
Let's be honest, you're not the greatest fan.
And I am a good fan. I'm a realistic fan. I'm not you. Just because I'm not you doesn't mean I'm not a. There are two types of fans. There are you fans that have eternal optimism and just constantly believe their team is a Super Bowl contender. I am a realist. I am ready to admit when my, but I won't lie. I've taken a lot of joy sometimes in us sucking. You know, it's been, sometimes it's good to feel a little bit of disappointment. I don't know why I'm saying this, but I think we're different fans. I'm a much more realistic fan than you are.
I'm a passionate fan. You're like a calculated fan. Like, you like them. I think you're a Broncos fan because they're the closest team to your city. And
well,
I don't think you like.
Also, well, I was born into it.
Well, so was I. But like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. I just feel like we're definitely two different kinds of fans. I'll give you that. But like, I feel like when the Browns I like bawled like a baby.
Here's the thing, and I tell people this all the time, because a lot of people who come on the show ask me this, is they say, you know, why aren't you as big a Broncos fan as everything else? Here's the thing. You didn't know me during the Peyton Manning years. When things were really good, I was you. I was you. I throughout most of my young life, I believed, and still deep down in my heart, I do believe that Peyton Manning is the greatest quarterback of all time. And as soon as he left, I got really excited about Trevor Siemian. And then I got really excited about Brock Osweiler. And then they both tore out my heart. So now I'm very pessimistic. And I think that John Elway is probably going to go out and do something stupid like sign Nick Foles. So next year, it'll be respect Nick Foles season, because I've given up the ship on respecting Case Keenum. That guy can get out of my team.
That's what's funny, though, is like that. I think that's it. Like, I'm a diehard. Like, my love doesn't change, whether we're 0-16. Or 16-0, where yours does.
I love the Broncos, but you don't understand. You can love something and also be critical of it at the same time.
I'm critical of Jimmy Haslam all the time, constantly. All right, I don't want to get deep into Browns talk, because I know how much you hate that.
Well, we got into Broncos talk somehow.
That's what I do. I mess your whole show up. I see why I'm not invited on now. It makes sense.
Okay, last team. Steelers, dear God, please don't make me watch this team in the playoffs again. I don't want to see them win a Super Bowl. I have decided that I dislike Big Ben Roethlisberger more than I dislike probably any player in the NFL right now. I don't know. What's Kevin channel Kevin Tenney for me. What's he feeling about his Steelers right now?
I think if I was Kevin Tenney and he was here with us right now, he would say that this team – probably doesn't have a legitimate chance of going all the way, that he thinks they probably can make a deep run with Connors is healthy.
I disagree. I think the Steelers are the one rare team where if they miss the playoffs, they would have been a team that could make the Super Bowl. And I think if they make it in, I think they are a team that you have to say can make the Super Bowl.
Especially
because they finally got rid of New England this year.
They got rid of New England in the regular season, and Kevin Tenney will tell you that himself. Actually, I don't know. You probably actually never listened to my show, but his take is that he thinks the Patriots lost on purpose to the Steelers so they wouldn't get in, or so that they would get. I forget how he broke it down, but he's under the belief that they lost on purpose. And it's still not the playoffs, and I still don't think they could beat New England in the playoffs. Oh,
no, I see his conspiracy theory. He thinks the Patriots lost on purpose so that the Steelers would get into the playoffs so the Patriots can beat the Steelers.
That's what it was. That's actually what it was. Yes, yes. He had a whole theory. That's a
good conspiracy theory. I like that.
Yeah, he was all about it. So, but he's realistic. I don't think – he doesn't think they seem to have a chance to go all the way. But – I think for Mike Tomlin's coaching job, I don't think they're going to fire him, sadly, because that's not what Pittsburgh does. You actually kind of got to appreciate how they run their organization a little bit. But I think that his job would have been a lot safer if they do get in. So I don't know if you've seen the tweet by Antonio Brown adding the S to the back of all his jerseys, saying basically like he's a Browns fan this week.
Oh, no, I have not seen.
I told Kevin I want to hear him bark because he's a diehard Browns fan this week too.
All right.
So, yeah. Well, I don't know. I hope they get in. Obviously, for all the reasons I've said, like I hate the team from Maryland and they should never be in the playoffs. I hope the whole city burns. But
I think there's a surprise loss waiting for the Steelers in Cincinnati.
Really? The Bengals, they've got the backup quarterback.
Now, I can't give you a rational reason why outside of that's just how I feel. I think there is an irrational – you know, the Steelers do this all the time, though. They go and they take a team they should win against and they lose.
Yeah, and I honestly wouldn't so much be in disagreement if the Bengals weren't so beat up.
But I think Joe Mixon can run rampant on the Steelers defense, but no, that's just
I don't disagree with that. Speaking of Watts, there's another Watt in Pittsburgh who's had himself a nice year.
Oh yeah. TJ Watt has played really well this year. They have had an excellent pass rush this year.
Yeah. Nice defense that team's gonna have moving forward, but I don't think they're gonna get in, honestly. Unfortunately, I have to say that. And I hope that I'm wrong, but We're definitely hoping for it, but I don't think they're getting in. I think the six teams we have, like I'm looking at now with the Colts, Chargers, Texans, and Ravens. Oh, I said it. Ah, oh, God, it burns. In the wild card side, and then the Chiefs and Patriots at 1 and 2. I think that's how it's going to stay pat, and it'll be fun to see how it works itself out.
All righty. Well, thanks for joining me, Pierce. Where can people find the Pierce and Mind podcast?
Yeah, I'll stop begging now since I'm a begging loser. You can find us on – you can find the Pierce and Mind podcast. We're on Sundays. We live stream everywhere you can possibly imagine. And if you want to stop and listen to the show, you can find us on iTunes and Google Play. Do appreciate any 5-star ratings. That definitely helps us boost up our visibility on those platforms. And then if you just want to hear me sometimes rant and either get deep emotionally or just have a good time on Fridays, we have a show as well that is not a every week show. It's more of a hit or miss, but we're trying to work that out. But yeah, that's where we can be found. And I do appreciate you having me on. I'll stop begging like a beggar. And
we'll have you back on during the playoff run, I'm sure.
And I'll see you in class, I guess, here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I will see you in class. All right, we will be – I don't know when we'll be back because this is weird. These two shows will drop. We'll be back whenever you hear this before Wildcard Weekend, so probably Friday. Anyways, I will see you guys next time. Peace out. Follow us on Twitter at EndzonePod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want a shout out on the pod, send an email to endzonepod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.